Chapter 4. Dr. Cuss interviews the stranger. The stranger continued in the same way for 3 months. He often did things that Mrs. Hall did not like. When this happened, he simply offered her more money. Some days, the stranger got up early and worked all day. Other days, he got up late and stayed in his room, walking up and down or sitting by the fire. Very often he talked to himself in a quiet voice. He rarely went out during the day. Sometimes he went out in the evening, always wearing his coat and hat. The people in the town were frightened of him. The children didn't like him, and he didn't like them. People had many opinions about who he was and why he was in the town. He was a criminal hiding from the police. He was a scientist doing dangerous experiments. He was a madman. But one thing was definite: nobody liked him. The town doctor, Dr. Cuss, was very curious about the stranger. He was curious about his bandages, his bottles, and his experiments. Finally, he went to talk to him. He knocked at the stranger's door, entered the room, and closed the door. For the next 10 minutes, Mrs. Hall heard voices, then a shout of surprise. Dr. Cuss appeared, his face white, his eyes wide open. He ran down the steps and ran out of the hotel. Mrs. Hall heard the stranger laugh. His door closed, and there was silence again. Dr. Cuss immediately went to see Mr. Bunting, the town minister.
"Am I mad?" he asked. "Do I look like a madman?"
He explained the entire story to Mr. Bunting.
"I started to talk to him about science and his experiments, but he only answered yes or no, nothing more," Dr. Cuss said. "Then he started to tell me about one of his experiments. At one point he stretched out his arm and there was no hand, only an empty shirt sleeve. It was open, but it was empty. He looked at me and then at his sleeve, then quickly put it in his pocket without saying a word. 'How can you move an empty sleeve?' I asked. He pulled his sleeve from his pocket again, lifted his arm very slowly, and showed it to me. There was nothing there. I started to feel frightened. And then something, it felt exactly like a finger, touched my nose. There wasn't anything there. I hit his sleeve hard, and it was exactly like hitting an arm. I turned and ran from the room."
Mr. Bunting looked at Dr. Cuss for quite a long time.
"It's a fantastic story," he said finally, very seriously. "It really is a fantastic story."